Hi, friend. Welcome back to the show. So I almost paused my podcast for YouTube. Why? Why, Pamela? Why did you almost pause your podcast for YouTube? Well, I'm going to tell you all about it because starting my YouTube channel has been an entire process because I am not just going to do something that's going to get no results. So I am doing the work to make my channel work. So with that being said, I have been spending a lot of time learning all about YouTube, and I cannot wait to get more into it on this podcast because it is so very different from podcasting itself, which is what I have been doing for the past 3 years is audio podcasting. And so in this new venture of launching my YouTube channel, I almost paused the podcast. So if you're ready to hear about what this process has been like and why I almost hit pause on my podcast to focus on YouTube, then you got to tune in. And if you've ever wanted to take a break, or if you've ever been like, oh my gosh, is what I'm doing working? Maybe I should pause the podcast. I really think you're going to get value out of this episode. So stick around. You are in the right place. You are listening to the Moms Who Podcast Show, and I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast coach and a podcast manager who has helped hundreds of women make money with their podcast alongside their online business. I'm so excited that you're here. Let's jump into today's episode. Before we get into the episode, I just have to tell you that if you need help editing, uploading, and scheduling your podcast episodes to actually stay consistent week after week, that is what I do. If that is something that you want taken off of your plate to not only give you more time with your family, but to also have professional sounding episodes with higher sound quality, feel less stressed by not dealing with all of the tech, and to help you stay focused on other tasks that actually move the needle forward in your life and with your online business, head to the show notes and click on the podcast management link to learn more. Okay, friend. So I am going to be so real with you right now. I have had a blast setting up my YouTube channel, doing all the things. I bought equipment. I bought a camera, I bought the lights, I bought the other lights, the colored lights, and I bought the software, did all the things. I'm investing in education. Like, I'm very serious about YouTube, okay? Like, it's no joke, okay? And I have been knee deep in learning YouTube for the past few months. And it has been very overwhelming for a lot of reasons, right? I'm learning something new. The kids are out of school. We're doing little projects around the house. So learning this new skill, learning YouTube, it brought up a few things. Number one, it's bringing up imposter syndrome because, hello, who doesn't have that? But also, it has brought up shiny object syndrome. So I have been using the same editor for 3 years. I use Descript, love Descript. I am like the biggest fan ever in the world. And so now that I'm doing YouTube, right, I'm like, okay, I've been editing audio for 3 years now. And up until this point, I have edited video. I have clients where I edit the audio and the video simultaneously, but I never did anything fancy. So like I wouldn't overlay the text or the graphics or sound effects or B-roll or transitions or anything like that. Like I just didn't do that because that takes twice as long as editing the audio itself. Like it's just a whole other thing because you're adding all these different layers on top of the video. So I'm like, okay, I'm really serious about my YouTube channel and I want to do it right. And so I have to learn how to edit video now. And so I went down the rabbit hole for weeks and weeks of research. I mean, I was so deep in it. I was on YouTube. I was like, Final Cut Pro versus Adobe, which one is better? Or what about DaVinci Resolve? I keep hearing about this tool. Like, you know, do I go with Final Cut Pro, which is like $300 and it's a one-time fee and it's a Apple program, which would work beautifully with my MacBook, or should I invest $90 a month in learning Adobe Premiere Pro? And then whichever way I went, if I wanted to do the one-time fee or the monthly fee, I'm going to have to invest in my education because this is a whole nother tool. So I'm going to have to either buy a course or I'm going to have to hire somebody to like teach me how to do this. And I don't have the time to take a full-blown course and learn video editing and then all this other stuff. Like, I just don't have the time. So I'm knee-deep in research. I'm really confused. I don't know what tool to use to edit. Either way, it's going to be another expense, and I'm going to have to still learn not only the skill of YouTube, but I'm going to have to learn the skill of a brand new software. So this absolutely ate me up for weeks, and I didn't know what to do. And then so I finally realized how much time I was wasting and had the biggest aha moment, which is that I should have used what I have already. So I have since then taken the time to learn Descript video editing, which I absolutely am in love with. And I cannot wait to do tutorials about Descript on my YouTube channel. So ultimately, I decided to stop wasting time. I don't need to learn a completely new software. I don't need to waste my time or pay for another software. Like, it makes no sense because I definitely am not going to edit my podcast episodes in anything else other than Descript. So it doesn't make any sense for me to invest in another tool just to edit the video when I already have a platform that I've used for over 3 years that can edit video just as well as these other programs, right? Because I just have to start. And so as I realized that I need to just start and work with what I have, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And I do plan to learn another video editing software later on in the year, maybe in the fall, like when the kids go back to school. I am going to be investing in my education to learn another tool because I love video editing so much that I want to add that on as a service for my business. And so it's important to me that I do learn another tool so that I can be well-versed in industry standard rated tool. And so that allowed me so much more time because now I'm not focusing on learning a completely new software. Now I'm not focusing on deciding which one is the best when I already have a software that works for me. And so instead of spending like weeks and weeks learning a brand new tool or even deciding which tool I wanted to use, I could have stayed focused in my zone of genius, which is editing in Descript and just learning the tool that I'm already using and that I'm already paying a decent amount of money for a month. Or I could have like handed it off and saved myself time and just outsourced the video editing if that's what I wanted to do. And that whole part right there, that for me brought up a whole bunch of stuff, right? Because if I were to hand off my video editing, I need to know what I want them to do, right? That's like the hardest part of outsourcing or hiring somebody is how do you convey what you want? How do you convey what you actually are needing? And so with me adding video editing to my services, I am working on a super seamless onboarding approach because there's so much in video editing that is so much deeper and more intricate than audio because, you know, what kind of captions do you want? You know, what kind of B-roll do you want? And what kind of transitions do you like? And do you like it when it slides in from the left or do you like it when it slides up from the bottom of the video? Like, there's so many nitty-gritty details. And so that part for me was a huge like awakening. I was even chatting with another business owner who is on YouTube and she agreed that like outsourcing video is like super hard. And so that has been unlocked for me. And I'm excited to dive into that more because I could have totally handed off my video that I recorded and not even thought about, you know, what tool to use, right? Because there is so much power in staying in your lane of expertise. And that is what I love about businesses. And I am doing this so much in my personal life too. And I feel like my husband is getting just a tad bit annoyed, but it's like there are people who specialize in certain things, right? So for an example, we have like a broken vacuum, right? And we think that it can still be like brought back to life or rejuvenated or fixed or whatever. And we still think that it could be fixed. And so what did I do? I looked up a vacuum store. I didn't even know that there was a vacuum store. Like, I'm not trying to be silly or anything, but I mean, I've never needed it, I guess. And so I was like, oh, that's so cool that there's actually a business for that. And so there are businesses out there who specialize in certain things. And so this entire experience of starting my YouTube channel, getting lost in, oh my gosh, I need to learn a new tool because I want to take on video editing and I enjoy it, but like, I want to be like professional and I got to do it the right way. I learned that I needed to use what I already had. Then on the other hand, this experience also reminded me how easy it is trying to master things that we don't actually need to master. We might want to learn about it so that we know what's going on or like what's happening, but we don't need to master everything. We need to master our thing. And then it's okay if you have help doing other things, right? Especially when there's like a tool or a software or a person who can do it like for us or help us do it faster. But it also reminded me that this is exactly why I offer podcast launch services and podcast management services, because it's a way to stop obsessing over the editing, the uploading, the scheduling, you know, the growth and monetization plans that you have for your show. And how are you going to know what you need to do if you've never done it before? And the only way to know is to do research about it or to hire somebody to help you or just spend years figuring it out yourself. And so that is why I love doing what I do, because I get to help them stop, like I said, obsessing over the editing, uploading, scheduling, and just how to grow your podcast. And they can get back to doing other things that they enjoy doing. And maybe they do enjoy the editing, but now they don't have to do it. So they're having time to create and do other things, whether that's spending time with their family or going on vacation or simply just working on their business and doing the other things in their business that they enjoy, because they don't need to keep doing it all themselves, which is why I have that part covered for them. And so, no, I did not pause the podcast. I am not pausing the podcast. There are still going to be episodes that come out every single week. I thought it would be a good idea to pause so that I could really get clear on my YouTube strategy and really focus on that, which sometimes it's good to do that. But in this instance, but the heart of my business is my podcast, and it just didn't feel right to pause it. And so I decided to not pause the podcast because it was just a huge distraction. Me figuring out what tool to edit on was a huge distraction. And once I realized that and got my priorities in check in my business and all of the things that I needed to do, and I mean, I had to really restructure how I organize my business, which really helped and allowed me to focus on other things. And it cleared a lot of mental space because I was so overwhelmed. And now I have a clear plan on all the things that are going on. And so it was very, very valuable for me to take multiple hours and figure out the ins and outs of the things that need to be done every day so that I can make my goals, like launching my YouTube channel and making sure that these podcast episodes come out every week, because it's a process. And once I get going on releasing my YouTube videos, every single one of them is not going to be repurposed for the podcast. This podcast is like super intimate and it's way less polished than my YouTube channel is going to be, but I am going to repurpose some episodes straight from YouTube, and that is going to save me so much time. So I'm excited that I'm not pausing the podcast and that I have a clear game plan on my YouTube channel, and I cannot wait to share it with you. My encouragement for you is, if you are thinking about taking a break, I would evaluate, why are you feeling that way? And are there things that you could do to maybe batch record and stay ahead? I am a huge proponent of breaks. Absolutely, we all need them. Vacations, winter break, spring break, birthdays, holidays, whatever. We need breaks, right? And so you can do that in a different way where your podcast is still coming out every single week. And that's exactly why I built The Organizer, because I needed a way to batch record when my kids were out of school for the summer. Now, granted, did I do that this summer? No, ma'am, I did not. I did not batch record this summer. And that's okay. because I am focusing on other things and it's not as time sensitive as it is now, because last year I was working a corporate job. So it was a lot more high priority last year than it is this year. But I'm super excited to get back into batching and doing things in a way that is going to allow me to take a break without actually taking a break from the podcast or my YouTube channel. So friend, the moral of the story is that do not obsess over things that you don't have. It's okay to do research. We should be doing research so that we can make a game plan for the things that we want to do. But it's okay if you don't want to learn a shiny new tool when you already have one that is doing its job. Stop wasting time doing all that research and figuring it all out when you could probably just outsource it and get it done 10 times faster and move your business along even quicker. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope it was valuable for you. And please do me a quick favor, head to the show notes and click on my YouTube channel and subscribe to my YouTube channel, because I'm going to be doing all sorts of things over there. I would really appreciate it. I'm going to be doing so many cool things over there and I would love for you to be a part of it. So click on the link in the show notes for my YouTube channel. And I hope you have the most beautiful day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.